The other big issue of the day, the first Reserve Bank decision about interest rates for 2017. Many people say maybe rates won't be moved for the whole year. Well, they certainly weren't moved today, but there was a statement that accompanied it that might give a few hints as to what lays ahead. Let's go to the Chief Economist of HSBC Australia. That's Paul Bloxham himself, as a former Reserve Bank economist. And Paul, many thanks for your time. There was no surprise in the decision today. Was there anything in the statement by Philip Lowe, the governor of the Reserve Bank, that gave us a few clues as to what might lay ahead?
Look, I think the statement was quite positive in the scheme of things. They told quite a good story about global growth, China's growth running faster than had been expected in the second half of last year, global confidence having improved. And then they pointed out that they're still expecting Australia's GDP growth to lift to 3% over the next couple of years. Keep in mind, we had that fall in GDP in the third quarter of last year that surprised everyone. This is the first time we've heard from the RBA since that number, and the RBA is still expecting that growth will lift to an above-trend pace over coming years. So the RBA is clearly not considering that they would think about cutting interest rates any further. They look as though they're firmly on hold in our view, and actually the next move is probably most likely to be up, although we don't think that's going to happen this year. We think they'll probably wait until 2018 before lifting rates.
I was going to say, so it actually is a pretty good news story, because even though 3% is not necessarily boom times, that'd be 4, 5, 6% economic growth. It's certainly not sluggish conditions. That's what you'd see if it was, you know, sort of low twos or into the ones or something of that nature. So 3% is not hot, it's not cold, it's just about right. But the second thing they also say is that they expect inflation to pick up over the course of 2017 to be above 2%. As soon as inflation is back in that range of 2 to 3%, that's the time when they're sort of saying they expect all of the measures that the Reserve Bank has taken, that the dollar has fallen, that there have been changes around the world, that eventually this starts to actually, you know, lift the confidence and lift the economic performance of Australia.
Well, that's right. As they also pointed out in their statement, Australia has been absorbing this significant headwind in recent years, and the headwind's been falling commodity prices and falling mining investment. That's been happening since 2011, 2012, so a number of years. Well, this year, that story turns around because commodity prices have already lifted, iron ore and coal prices are higher, mining investment hasn't got a lot further to fall, and so it's really that factor disappearing, that headwind disappearing and turning into a tailwind, which is the reason why the RBA thinks growth will lift, and indeed why we think growth will lift as well. And as you say, the lift in growth is going to be one that gets you to an above trend pace, but it's not an economy that's rocketing along enough to just get inflation to gradually edge higher, meaning the RBA is unlikely to cut further.
Is the Reserve Bank decision now becoming something of an irrelevance in regards to interest rate moves, given that the big banks and even lenders of all sizes are moving rates regardless of the Reserve Bank? Is it becoming less of an indicator as to where rates might go?
Well, it's always been the case that banks set their own interest rates based on market developments as well as the RBA's cash rate. So it's not just the RBA's cash rate that determines the mortgage rates that are out there or the rates that businesses face. And in this environment, what's happening is global interest rates are rising, US interest rates are rising, and that's having an impact on local rates as well. And so you are seeing that the banks are pricing potentially differently from what the RBA is necessarily setting.
Okay, and the other thing also that's a bit of an indicator is the Australian dollar. Now, it didn't fall after this decision. It remained fairly firm. And again, given the fact that it's risen off the back of better trade figures in Australia last week, this again gives the sense that there's no feeling now that interest rates are likely to be cut anytime soon.
Well, that's right. The lift in the Aussie dollar recently has really been driven by commodity prices. The RBA would love it if the Aussie dollar was a bit more competitive, but they're not really that fussed about it because it is being driven by those fundamental forces of higher commodity prices. And so the Aussie dollar really isn't getting in the way of the growth story.
Tell you what, it's always good to have you on the program because you explain it so well. Paul Bloxham is a chief economist with HSBC Australia. And do bear in mind, if Australia can get through this year, 2017, without a recession, we will overtake the Netherlands, Holland, as the country with the longest run in the world history without a recession. That'll be something to see as well. And Paul, many thanks for your time.
Thank you.